Your name?
George Gluck.
George Gluck, you testified just earlier before the Montgomery County Council on Bill 4410, the room rental and transient tax exemption, which would give a tax break to Lockheed Martin.
Yep.
Why'd you testify against that?
Well, I feel that, although, as I said in my testimony, as a corporation, they have a fiduciary duty to maximize their profits, and I think that's what they're trying to do here. As a Montgomery County resident, I think their use of our services require them to pay this tax. And that's exactly what I said in there.
You also said, as a part owner of Lockheed Martin, you would be in favor of this legislation. But as a resident of Montgomery County, you said you asked the council members to vote against it.
Absolutely. Yes, I think that's far more important than Lockheed Martin making this $450,000 a year from us. They, as good citizens, must pay this tax. They're using our services, and they must pay this tax. It's that simple.
You also made the point about if there was a fire there, if fewer firemen would go out, if they would use less of the services.
No, I was trying to make the point that that would never be the case. The Montgomery County would certainly send as many fire engines in case of a fire at their facility as they would a fire at the Hyatt. The Hyatt pays for those services through this hotel tax, and there's no reason why Lockheed Martin shouldn't do the same.
Can you describe the campus and a bit of some of the background around the legislation to folks who are just hearing this issue for the first time?
Well, I think the point they're trying to make, they've made a couple points, and I thought I argued against all of them. Number one, they should be exempt from this tax because it isn't open to the general public. But as I said, it's not the point of our taxes. It matters little whether they're open to the general public or not. That was a non sequitur. The tax is there because they use our facilities, our services. As I said, if there's a fire, we'll send firemen. If there's a crime, we'll send detectives. We maintain the roads around the building. We clear the snow around the building. If there's an accident there, we'll send an ambulance. And if the accident means that person sues, they'll use our courts here. So because of all those reasons, the facility should pay the tax.
Tuesday, September 4th was the primaries, and I think a lot of folks, in their minds, the elections are over. But in fact, there's a general election in November. You're a candidate for the Montgomery County Council on the Green Party ticket.
That's correct, county at large, and I'm urging everybody who can vote here in the county to vote for 3 plus me. They have 4 votes, and I'm hoping, as I've heard, there are many people, and we heard testimony in there too, many people object to what's happening these days, and they'd like to see somebody different in a position of power or legislation in this case, and I'm offering myself to be that person.
I just had one other question. How common is it? Ana Sol Gutierrez, she is the state legislator, one of the 3 state delegates. She testified before the Montgomery County Council on the same panel as you. How often does that happen where a state delegate will come testify before the county council?
Tell you the truth, I don't know. I haven't followed you'd have to look at a long history of council meetings. I mean, this is the first I've heard, but I imagine it's happened before. I think she did today because she didn't have an opportunity to kill the bill in Annapolis, and she was hoping, as I am too, I'm hoping that the county council denies Lockheed Martin this opportunity to not pay this tax, and that we can go back to the state and use this as a precedence to repeal the act that was just passed.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Delegate Ana Sol Gutierrez, first of all, congratulations on your recent primary victory. You got a significant number of votes.
Yes, I got the highest number of votes, the largest percentage for a state delegate for my district. And I checked in back years, and nobody had ever gotten this many votes. So it's a wonderful reaffirmation, one that I have broad-based support throughout my district, which is quite diverse in not only in population but in income levels. But also I think I had reaffirmation on my position on the purpose Purple Line, which is very, very controversial in some areas of my district, the Chevy Chase Country Club group versus the rest of the county. And I think it showed that there is a much broader base of support for that. I was the only one that was in our slate that supported the Purple Line, and I was afraid that I would lose lots of votes because of that, but on the contrary, they came through.
Delegate Gutierrez, as a state delegate, you go to Annapolis as a legislator, but today you testified before the Montgomery County Council on a particular piece of legislation, Bill 4410, the room rental and transient tax exemption for the corporate facility for Lockheed Martin. It would give them some $450,000 in tax breaks. Why did you come to the Montgomery County Council to testify against this particular piece of legislation today?
Well, this legislation also passed at the state level. And when it was brought before us as a delegation, I was the only one that was appalled at the request for a waiver for Lockheed Martin. I asked questions, and there was nobody to respond to them. I wanted to know how they were using the facility, how they were ensuring that the facility, as they claim, was only for internal use rather than for corporate, for defense contractor work. Because I know, having been a contractor for over 30 years, that all of the costs, including taxes, are reimbursable, direct reimbursable costs. Or if they are for internal use, they can be an internal G&A type of cost. So there are ways of recovering them. So I didn't buy the idea that we needed to make Lockheed Martin more competitive in the defense contractor business. However, the bill passed through as a local bill very quickly in our delegation, went to the Senate. I think that was the only place where you had actual testimony in favor. And I don't know if there was anybody against. It was very fast. It was a late bill, file bill. And then it became a regular state bill. Language has changed, but local courtesy was given to it, so that means that very little opposition on the floor and throughout committees. So I was concerned, and people knew that I had been one of the only one in the House delegation that had voted against it. I was contacted by local activists who had been following the bill here in the county, and they asked me if I would join them in testifying against it. I was more than happy to. It was an amazing group that testified. Very many different voices and perspectives were represented. But I think the bottom line here in the county is that we would be giving a waiver, an exemption from paying local taxes to a major corporation without any real justification. There's no evidence that there is a need for us to do this, nor that our laws do not apply to them. But more important, I think, is that in this climate, economic climate, where there's been huge cuts to local services, state services also, where employees have been furloughed, employees have given back their contractually arranged increases, that this is absolutely the wrong thing to be doing, is to granting this waiver for Lockheed Martin does indeed reduce revenues for services in the county as it does at the state. So I will look into proposing that the state law that was passed also gets repealed in the upcoming session.
Delegate Anasol Gutierrez, this was just a hearing of the Montgomery County Council, and yet you had a number of county council members, and apparently this is not the precedent, come out and say they were not going to be voting in favor of this because of the different perspectives, as you said, that were brought up that seemed to be showing broad consensus against giving Lockheed Martin, which one of the witnesses, Gina Rennie, said The company brought in $45.2 billion in revenue and gave their CEO $42 million in pay, that there just isn't support for this bill.
I was delighted to see that. It was extraordinary for one of the council members to publicly state that they would not be supporting it. At such an early part of the process, this now is referred to the Management and Fiscal Policy Committee that will have a work session on it. I recommended that they ask for a lot more information, thinking that there was more support within the council. But I was delighted to see that this is really something that there is major consensus that we're not going to go there right now. I would hope that several years down the line, we don't repeat this kind of consideration. You never know with a major corporation that simply by asking was able to get a state exemption. This is not good government. This is not the way we should be making decisions.
Thanks so much, Delegate Gutierrez.
Thank you very much.
Your name?
Patrick McCann.
You testified earlier before the Montgomery County Council on Bill 4410, which is the room rental and transient tax exemption for Lockheed Martin. They would be exempted from some $450,000 in taxes for their, it's kind of like a hotel on their campus in Bethesda. Why did you testify against that?
Well, for two reasons. I'm a Montgomery County teacher, and I gave up $5,000 this year in raises to help balance the budget, and here they are giving away the store to one of the richest defense contractors in the country. I see two issues involved here. One is money given away to people who are some of the most affluent people in the country. And I think there's also an issue of war here. I don't really support the fact that this country's main economy is war. And I don't think that our money should be going to slavishly kneel to the defense contractors.
Patrick, talk a bit more about the money you gave up. The teachers and others had to give back money in order to help Montgomery County balance the budget. These are painful sacrifices that folks made.
Last year, the school year of 2008-2009, was the third year of a negotiated contract for the teachers' union. In that third year of the contract, I was to receive a 5.5% raise. This turned out to be just about $5,000. In an effort to help the county balance its budget, our teachers' union leadership encouraged members to actually vote to give back that money, money that had already been negotiated in a contract. 80% of the teachers in the union voted to give the county back that money. This is why the county was able to balance its budget last year, because the teachers, the firefighters, the service work maintenance workers, the paraeducators, thousands, perhaps 20,000 employees gave back raises. For me, it was 5,000. For other people, it may have been less. But overall, it was millions of dollars. So how can we give $500,000 away to some of the richest people in the country?
You're not kidding. These folks are rich. One of the witnesses testified that they had a revenue of $45.2 billion, and their CEO brought home $42 million.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing I really do not appreciate is when people talk about the business that Lockheed Martin brings to the county. Almost every study shows that money spent on war is money that does not provide jobs. If you green the economy, every other potential job industry in America provides more dollars per buck than the defense companies.
Patrick McCann, you also pointed out that today was a very bloody day in Afghanistan and that we're approaching a decade of war there. Lockheed Martin is a defense contractor. It makes its money from war. This was one of the points that you brought up in your testimony.
Yeah, you know, I believe that some of these defense contractors, and weaponry is the U.S.'s number one export. And how do you market your product? You market it by starting wars. You don't even care if you lose these wars as long as you can sell your weapons for 10 years. So the longer you can fool the American people and the longer you can buy out the politicians, the longer that you can continue to sell your weaponry of mass destruction.
You're a U.S. Military veteran?
I am. I was in the Air Force during the Vietnam War. In fact, I refused to go to Vietnam.
And what leads you to continue to speak out?
I don't think we have a choice. I mean, it's, destruction or, speaking out or facing destruction.
Thanks.